Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, August 14th, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
FitFast develops intermittent fasting app, changing the narratives of health and wellness industry. FitFast, a pioneering force in health technology, has launched a groundbreaking app designed to revolutionize intermittent fasting. Developed by CEO George Anderson, the app uses AI to provide personalized fasting plans tailored to individual needs. By addressing challenges like choosing the right schedule and monitoring progress, FitFast offers a unique and effective approach to fasting. The app's AI coach feature provides real-time guidance, while tracking tools monitor health metrics for valuable insights. FitFast's commitment to user feedback ensures a polished, an effective product. With its innovative features, FitFast is set to redefine how individuals approach fasting and achieve their health goals.
Notable Live announces partnership with NFL and Tennessee Titans. Great, Chris CJ2K Johnson, Notable Live, a digital platform that facilitates exceptional fan experiences, has announced that former NFL and Tennessee Titans running back Chris CJ2K Johnson has joined its team as a brand ambassador. Johnson will focus on athlete relations and outreach, introducing athletes to the platform and encouraging them to extend the fan experience beyond the playing field. Johnson expressed excitement about the opportunity to connect with fans and share items from his playing days. Notable Live's co-founder and CEO, Mike Antonucci, praised Johnson's contributions to the platform and looks forward to expanding their relationship. Fans can browse and bid on current inventory from Johnson and other NFL legends on the Notable Live eBay store. Notable Live, co-founded in 2018 by Mike Antonucci and NFL Hall of Famer Emmitt Smith, provides fans with access to their favorite notables through virtual events, in-person experiences, and e-commerce offerings.
Panther Minerals Inc., CIS, gears up for growth in the uranium revival. Panther Minerals Inc. is gearing up for growth in the uranium market, projected to reach $11.38 billion by 2030, with an annual growth rate of over 5%. The company is actively expanding in North America, focusing on high-quality uranium projects like the Boulder Creek and Fireweed prospects. The Fireweed prospect, located northwest of Boulder Creek, has shown promising results with a sample returning 0.82% U308. Panther Minerals is utilizing advanced satellite imagery and hyperspectral analysis to pinpoint high-potential areas for exploration. The company is also reviewing historical data at the Boulder Creek property and has secured permits for a 5-year exploration program. Additionally, Panther Minerals is strategically acquiring properties like the Huber Heights uranium property in Nevada and closed a $2 million private placement to fund exploration activities.
Extending survival, Oncolytics Biotech's PolarioRep shows promise in fighting metastatic breast cancer. Oncolytics Biotech's PolarioRep, an immunotherapeutic agent, is showing promise in fighting metastatic breast cancer. With metastatic breast cancer becoming resistant to traditional therapies, the focus is on extending survival rates. PolarioRep, when added to standard treatment, nearly doubled overall survival rates in HR plus HER2 breast cancer patients. The drug works by inducing anti-cancer immune responses and remodeling the tumor microenvironment. In phase 2 trials, PolarioRep demonstrated improvements in overall response rate and progression-free survival. The FDA has granted fast-track designation for PolarioRep, supporting its potential as a novel treatment. Oncolytics is moving forward with a planned registration-enabling trial for PolarioRep in metastatic breast cancer with progression-free survival as the primary endpoint. The company's commitment to improving the standard of care for patients remains strong.
NewsDirect unveils TradeUp powered by Instinct. NewsDirect has unveiled TradeUp, a new media outreach solution powered by Instinct. This innovative tool aims to revolutionize trade media dissemination by offering a data-driven approach to connecting with journalists. TradeUp provides precise journalist identification, automated pitching, and the ability to reach a wide range of media outlets beyond just trade journals. By leveraging AI technology, TradeUp elevates trade media outreach strategy, simplifying the targeting process and increasing the chances of earning meaningful coverage. NewsDirect continues to lead the industry with its technology-driven approach to content distribution and amplification.
Maxim Group initiates coverage of Brand Engagement Network, NASDAQ, BNI, with buy rating, sets over 100% higher price target. Maxim Group recently initiated research coverage of Brand Engagement Network, NASDAQ, BNAI, a provider of conversational GenAI technology that offers human-like avatars for enhanced consumer experiences. Analyst Jack Vander Aarde sees Ben as a leader in personalized AI experiences with significant market opportunities in the automotive and healthcare industries. Ben recently signed a lucrative partnership with Automotive Financial Group, potentially generating $45 million in annual revenue. In healthcare, Ben achieved HIPAA compliance and entered into 3 pilot programs, projecting $1 million in annual contract value. Maxim Group set a price target of $6 for Ben's stock, citing strong growth potential and positive adjusted EBITDA by 2027. However, the report notes that Ben is a pre-revenue company carrying a speculative risk profile. For more information, visit Benzinga.com.
2023 saw $28 billion disasters hit America. Apis Core believes its 3D printed houses can help, and it's currently raising funds. The United States experienced $28 billion disasters in 2023, totaling $92.9 billion in damages. Apis Core, a construction technology firm, is developing 3D printed concrete homes that are resistant to hurricanes and earthquakes. These structures offer increased safety and durability, with walls reinforced with rebar. Apis Core's technology can also be used to build schools and community centers for disaster relief. The company is currently raising funds to expand its operations and bring its technology to a broader market, offering investors an opportunity to support resilient construction in the face of climate change. Kinder Ready Tutoring and Elementary Wise brings comprehensive back-to-school program for preschool and elementary students, led by CEO Elizabeth Fraley. Kinder Ready Tutoring, in collaboration with Elementary Wise, has launched an extensive back-to-school program led by CEO Elizabeth Fraley. This initiative provides resources and strategies to support preschool and early elementary students as they prepare for the upcoming school year. The program includes homework and project support, safety and health guidance, recommended supply lists, and routine reestablishment tips. By focusing on key aspects of back-to-school preparation, Kinder Ready and Elementary Wise aim to create a smooth and stress-free transition for students and families, empowering them for a successful academic journey.
ATFX launches Client Funds Insurance. ATFX has launched the ATFX Client Funds Insurance, providing clients with up to $1,000 in coverage per claimant. This insurance policy underscores ATFX's dedication to safeguarding client assets and ensuring a secure trading environment. Partnering with Lloyd's of London, a renowned insurance market, ATFX offers clients an additional layer of protection for their funds. With a commitment to fund security, ATFX aims to enhance client confidence and deliver exceptional trading experiences. Chairman Joe Lee emphasizes the company's focus on customer satisfaction and innovative technology, making the ATFX Client Funds Insurance a significant milestone in providing secure and reliable trading solutions.
Local wholesale cardboard manufacturing, the logistics of global demand. The global market for cardboard box manufacturing was valued at approximately $20.4 billion US dollars in 2022 and is projected to reach $34.2 billion US dollars by 2033. This growth is driven by the increasing consumer preference for sustainable packaging solutions like paper-printed boxes, which have a higher CADR of 5.2%. Advancements in printing technology have enabled manufacturers to offer customized and visually appealing packaging solutions that enhance brand visibility and appeal. In China, the market is expected to double, while in the United States, the market value is projected to reach $3.1 billion in 2023. Companies can leverage this trend by emphasizing sustainability, innovating with customization, enhancing brand visibility, and focusing on quality and design. Racer Boxes, Vancouver's leading cardboard box manufacturer, offers customizable, sustainable packaging solutions to help businesses capitalize on the rising demand for high-quality printed packaging.
EDAP Advocacy shines spotlight on 340B covered entities. Executive Comp, EDAP Advocacy, in partnership with the Community Access National Network, released a report on the 340B drug pricing program's impact on covered entities' executive compensation. The report revealed a significant increase in annual revenues by an average of 824.32%, along with a 231.51% increase in executive compensation. CEO Brandon M. McSada highlighted concerns about the program benefiting organizations' bank accounts and CEOs' wallets rather than helping patients. The study analyzed 69 340B-eligible covered entities' IRS filings to assess revenue, executive pay, and charity care provision. For more information, visit ADAP Advocacy's website.
Schonbrunn Seplow Harris Hoffman & Zeldis, LLP, welcomes Amy Johnsgaard as new partner, spearheading personal injury practice. Schonbrunn Seplow Harris Hoffman & Zeldis, LLP, proudly welcomes Amy Johnsgaard as their newest partner, spearheading the personal injury practice. With a background in litigation and trials, Johnsgaard is dedicated to achieving justice for those wronged or injured. Her expertise in personal injury, human rights, consumer fraud, and product defects has led to significant victories for clients. The firm's personal injury practice emphasizes direct, one-on-one attorney-client interaction, providing rare and valuable personal attention. Johnsgaard, a San Diego native, brings a wealth of experience and knowledge to the team, having worked at reputable law firms and served vulnerable community members through pro bono work. Schonbrunn Seplow Harris Hoffman & Zeldis, LLP, also recently promoted Joshua A. Fields and John Washington to partners, further strengthening their leadership team. For more information, visit shhzlaw.com. Vancouver bathroom renovations, where to spend and where to splurge. When it comes to bathroom renovation in Vancouver, smart choices can lead to significant savings without compromising quality. OTB Contracting recommends focusing on feature areas and quality construction to cut costs. Consider opting for mid-range fixtures and standard tiles in less prominent areas to save money. Investing in high-quality plumbing and waterproofing upfront can prevent future issues. Vanities and countertops are worth splurging on for durability and elegance. Prioritize essential elements like plumbing and waterproofing, then allocate remaining funds to aesthetics and accessories. By balancing smart savings with strategic splurges, homeowners can create beautiful and functional bathroom spaces. Contact OTB Contracting for expert advice on transforming your bathroom. How AI is revolutionizing supply chains. Julian Harris, CEO and founder of RoboBAI, discusses how AI is revolutionizing supply chains. RoboBAI's AI-powered software provides 360-degree visibility of spend and payments data, helping companies optimize spending. The platform also helps buyers and suppliers identify mutually beneficial payment options, accelerating payments, and improving liquidity. Additionally, RoboBAI streamlines compliance data and automates risk checks, allowing companies to flag potential breaches and take corrective action. With over 30 years of experience scaling tech businesses, Julian is committed to enhancing the ethical and commercial management of supply chains. Learn more at robobuy.com. How an ethical AI company is making waves in the industry. RoboBAI, a global fintech company, is leveraging AI technology to help organizations transform supply chains ethically. CEO Julian Harris emphasizes the company's potential to drive genuine change by increasing transparency and visibility of supply chains. RoboBAI aims to help organizations shift their spend towards more ethical and sustainable suppliers, creating a positive impact on environments and communities worldwide. By leveraging AI technology, the company provides 360 visibility of supply chain spend to drive efficiencies and reduce waste. RoboAI's commitment includes working with NFPs to support ethical supply chain visibility and developing new ESG initiatives. Julian Harris, CEO and founder, brings over 30 years of experience in scaling tech businesses and a deep commitment to sustainable development. Learn more at robobuy.com.
How reshoring is reshaping the global economy. Julian Harris, CEO and founder of RoboAI, discusses how reshoring is reshaping the global economy. The pandemic highlighted vulnerabilities in global supply chains, leading to a trend of relocating manufacturing operations domestically. Benefits of reshoring include increased resilience, economic advantages, sustainability, and enhanced security. RoboAI utilizes AI technology to assist organizations in onshoring supply chains, driving procurement, risk management, and sustainability goals for domestic production. With over 30 years of experience, Julian Harris is dedicated to enhancing ethical and commercial supply chain management. Learn more at robobuy.com.
BNS Site Development, named to Inc. 5000 for third time. Brown & Settle Inc., parent company of BNS Site Development LLC, has been named to the Inc. 5000 for the third time, ranking 3,693 on the list. With revenue more than doubled in 3 years, BNS Site Development joins other well-known brands like Microsoft and Meta. BNS CEO Chris Keat expressed pride in being the data center industry's preferred site development partner. The Inc. 5000 class of 2024 represents companies that have driven rapid revenue growth despite economic challenges. BNS Site Development specializes in large parcel, mission-critical site development projects, and has won awards for its growth. The Inc. 5000 companies have added 874,458 jobs to the economy over the past 3 years.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.